Hey guys, Will Durst here with the top 10 comedic news stories of 2013. Now here's the deal, the top 10 comedic news stories of 2013 are in no way to be confused with the top 10 legitimate news stories of 2013. No, they are as different as soybeans and lug nuts, Bluetooth and dental floss, palm fronds and those weird cone-shaped collars that dogs wear to keep them from chewing their butts. These are the stories from the year thus far that most lend themselves to mocking and scoffing and taunting, as determined by the Executive Council of the Comics, Clowns, Jesters, and Satirists Union, which is me. Number 10, Barack Obama leadership skills, like saying Fukushima sushi. Number 9, Anthony Weiner attempts a comeback. Weiner is both his name and the source of most of his problems. Number 8. Pope Francis turns out to be a liberal Democrat, while Pope Benedict keeps busy updating his Christian Mingle profile. Number 7. Edward Snowden runs first to China and then to Russia. Why? To escape government persecution, which is like joining the army because you're tired of people telling you what to do. Number 6. Ted Cruz reads Green Eggs and Ham on the floor of the Senate, then misinterprets the moral of the book. Number 5. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford admits using crack during one of his drunken stupors. Yes, plural. Only to see his approval rating shoot up 5 points. Not saying Obama should do the same thing, but... Number 4. Domestic spying revelations. Turns out the best way to keep the NSA from following your every move is by becoming one of its employees. Number 3. Dennis Rodman, roving ambassador. What's next? Mike Tyson, poet laureate? Kim Kardashian, molecular chemistry consultant? Tim Tebow, NFL quarterback? Number 2. The government shuts down, and we almost default again. And then you know what happens. We have to move back in with Britain. And the number 1 comedic news story of 2013. The Affordable Care Act website debacle. Most people decide to let the NSA handle the whole thing. After all, they have all the information and probably know which plan best fits. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.